Netcast you love from people you trust. This is TWiT. Video and audio bandwidth provided by CacheFly at cachefly.com.
Hello and welcome to OMG Craft. I am your host, OMG Chad. In this video, we'll take all the materials and blocks you've been gathering in the previous videos of this course and make yourself a home, a shelter, where you can store your items for future use. Okay, so hopefully in your travels, you have gathered enough resources to be able to make a little house sort of like this. In your mining expeditions and in your cutting down of trees, I have made this little house out of the resources. Inside of this house, you'll want a few things. First, you're going to want to put down a few torches. This will light up the inside of your house and make sure evil creatures, like that spider which you hear outside, will not spawn. By the way, these creatures in-game are commonly referred to as mobs, and I will refer to them in the future as mobs, M-O-B, mobs. So once you have these torches down, none of these mobs will spawn. Also inside this house, you'll need a few things like a crafting table to readily be able to craft all of the recipes in-game. Go ahead and throw that in the corner. Also, a bed would be useful so that you can reset your spawn location to this place and you won't spawn far away from all of your useful items. Okay, so let's go ahead and throw this bed that I made earlier on the ground. Throw those bones on the ground. Some other things that you'll want is a chest. Chests are useful in storing your items. I'm going to go ahead and make one, and then I'm going to go ahead and make another here. That'll just go ahead and stack on that chest. Now, I actually did a sort of pro thing there. First, if you right-click and hold, whenever you drag, the items will just be placed on the things underneath. And if you hold down shift and then click, the item that is on the other side of the crafting table will automatically be placed in your inventory. It'll also use up as many items as it can in the process. So if I happen to have, let's say, a stack of three planks, and I could click a whole bunch of times to get these sticks out, but if I hold down shift and click once, it's going to use up all of the resources on the other side. Just a small tip. So let's go ahead and throw down this chest. If we open up the chest, you can see that it is very, very useful in storing a whole bunch of my items. But we can also expand it by putting down another chest right next to it, and that makes a double chest. And this will store a lot more. You can hear a freak. Where is that really, really loud? You. I'm going to kill you. I'm going to kill this guy by just left-clicking a whole bunch of times with my sword. And now he is dead. Another thing. Chicken, what are you doing on my crafting table? I'm going to keep you. Okay, so in order to keep you, I'm going to make a door. The door is useful because it makes sure that entities cannot either enter, and in this case, with my little chicken friend, leave. The door is really easy to... No, you can't leave. You are my chicken now. The door is really useful. All you have to do is right-click on the door and open it. Go back inside. And then right-click again to close it. Now that we've gotten you started in the game, let me give you a few extra resources to help you out in your Minecraft adventure. First is the Minecraft Wiki. On this Wikipedia dedicated only to Minecraft, that has all the information you would ever want about every single block, every single item and their crafting recipes. They even have tutorials with guides on just about everything. It is a really, really great resource for beginners like you. Next, go ahead and check out the Minecraft forums. There's lots of discussion about specific topics, and also the Minecraft subreddit at reddit.com/r/Minecraft. That way, some of the cultural things in Minecraft can be brought to your attention. Next, of course, subscribe to OMG Craft. We're going to be covering a lot more tips, tricks, spotlights, tools, texture packs, all sorts of stuff in the future. You can do that by going to youtube.com/OMGCraft and hitting the subscribe button or searching for us in iTunes. That does it for this course of OMG Craft. I hope that you have enjoyed it. Big thanks to T2 and Cheeto for all of the help that they do with OMG Craft. We will see you on the next episode.